Welcome to Nerdy Last Week. I'm your host, Short Nerdy Guy. How we all doing? Let me get my notes open, because normally I would be prepared, but wasn't, because I was messing with some things, trying to make this show a little bit better every single time I do this. So, let's see here. I gotta find the... I numbered these too, and you would think it'd be easier to find, but apparently, I thought I was going to the next page in this thing, but did not. Skipped a couple pages, and then went straight into the notes, instead of paying attention to it. But didn't. So, you know, that's how that goes. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for stopping by and listening to this podcast that I do by myself. Did I already talk about this? Hopefully I didn't talk about this, but I got a new gaming headset that has a built-in microphone, so now I'm hoping I sound a little bit better than trying to talk off of Beat headphones that have a dangling microphone, and then you hear me fumble, and it's never a good idea, but you know, slow builds. We're doing slow builds. Alright guys, slow builds. Now, over in the States, we got a new person in the house, and that president and vice president are getting to work. They're doing a lot of shit, slowly but surely. You know, they're doing stuff, I'm not gonna say that, you know, everything is fine, everything's gonna be fixed now, and we're all gonna live out our lovely lives at the beginning of summer. It's gonna be amazing. No, that's not what's gonna happen. It's just it's a slow build. Yes, we got you know we got some people in the house. We got a lot of people in the house now that are gonna try and get us back to where we were, but in a better way. Hopefully we all realized that as soon as 2020 was gone and 2021 came, that everything was going to just, you know, snap and, you know, get recovered, and we won't have this disease anymore. Everyone would get the vaccine, and everyone would want the vaccine, and, you know, we'll be all be able to go to sporting events and wrestling events and concerts and comic book conventions and Ren fairs and going shopping anytime we want, and, you know, not have to wear a mask anymore. But no, that is not the case right now. The case is we're getting there. We're slowly inching our way back up. We're like Bruce Wayne in Dark Knight Rises, where for the past year and a half, we've been trying to climb the pit with minimal rope and slowly trying to get up there. But every time we think we're about to get up there, a rock is either pulled from us or it crumbles and we miss and we hit our head on the stone. And then, you know, we dangle for a minute, and then people help us down and we're out for a while. But we're learning, and we're paying attention, and we're gonna get out of that pit. And then somehow we're gonna make it from that pit all the way back to Gotham City without trying to alert people to know that we're still alive. Which made no sense. How could you get out of a pit and then, I mean, yes, Bruce Wayne is very resourceful, but the same time, if you wanted to keep yourself dead, how do you keep yourself dead while trying to get back to Gotham so you can save its city? I never understood that. But, you know, I digress. Warner Brothers, HBO Max, is talking about making a sequel to the animated series. Now, you know, in this day and age, there's a bunch of reboots and a bunch of prequels and a bunch of, you know, sequels and a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know how you could, I mean, I know how you could do that, but I don't know. It wouldn't, it seemed, it's a great idea. And if you did it in the way of like, oh, this animated series is going to be the in-between times between the last episode of the first Batman animated series, season 4, and then we show the progression of how he, Bruce Wayne, continually gets old and then starts making, you can see the slow progression of him making the Batman Beyond suit and realizing, and also realizing that his body is getting real old and he can't necessarily fight crime anymore. I would like to know how Barbara Gordon became Commissioner Barbara Gordon. I know there was a part in like the Return of the Joker, the Batman and the Batman Beyond Return of the Joker movie. It was, you know, it was kind of explained, but I want to know. Excuse me. I want to know what was in between that. Like, did she continue not working with Bruce, but yet still was Batgirl? I want to know how Dick Grayson lost an eye. What happened to Damian? What happened to Damian? What happens to Tim? What happened to Jason Todd? Jason Todd is never mentioned in the animated series or in the Batman Beyond Return of the Joker backstory or in the Batman Beyond comic book. So, I mean, if you're going to do a sequel, you should kind of do it that way and not any other way. Because there's a gap between Batman the Animated Series and then Batman Beyond. So you could fill that gap with the sequel, Batman and the Animated Series, and just show us how Batman went from having a bat family to just him and what makes him want to make the Batman Beyond suit. And then also how does the team splinter off one by one? Do they all splinter off at one time, or do they all splinter off one by one? And again, what happens to Jason? Where does he go? I mean, would there was never, I don't think in either in the comic books that I read or when they rebooted that comic book that there was a mention of what happened to Jason Todd. Maybe he died, I don't know, but that would be a great sequel to the Batman and the Beyond series. Secondly, Marvel and the MCU is talking about rebooting Daredevil, but with Charlie Cox being Matt Murdock Daredevil. I don't know. I mean, what are we talking here? Are we keeping Charlie Cox, but then recasting Foggy, recasting Karen, recasting Kingpin, and are we also going to have, because if we don't know, a lot of Marvel characters take place in New York. Daredevil, Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, the Avengers, the X-Men are upstate New York. But like in this city, there's a good chunk, Defenders, the Punisher, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist are all in equal parts of New York. So that's also a thing, like, if we're bringing Daredevil in, can we bring the Defenders in as well? But it's going to be interesting to see if the rumors are true that Charlie Cox's Daredevil is going to be in Spider-Man. It's just going to be interesting to see what is Spider-Man going to different universes, New Yorks, where like one universe has a different Spider-Man but also has a Daredevil. One universe has a different Spider-Man, but he is battling Octopus. Dr. Octopus. I'm eager to see what they do with, if this is a real thing, what they would do with Daredevil and when it would come out. And what would the suit look like? Would it be an armored suit? Would it be like a simple spandex looking suit? Would it be a like actual like street attired realistic type of Daredevil suit? Who knows? But I would be excited. I don't know why I called Daredevil Deadpool. Those are completely two different people. And yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. Let's go into Wrestling Corner. So, with, I believe they were having, like, Funko Pops was having these small, like, drops of, like, hey, here's what's coming out for this genre, or here's what's coming out for this genre. They have, for the wrestling, the new wrestling pops that are coming out, they have, China, Mankind, and Stone Cold are three of the new pops coming out for the WWE Funko Pop line. They said it was going to be released early spring. That's about it. The China one, I'm interested. It's cool that they're doing a China vinyl pop. Because she, you know, with her passing, and there's, you know, there's a huge big story behind her and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's cool. I will be eager to see where, how. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a very popular and hard to find pop when that comes out. So, let's see what else. A lot of wrestling podcasts has probably covered this, but why is Randy Orton in a flesh-colored luchador-type mask? Like, I get it. His face is supposedly charred. But couldn't you have gotten, like, a cooler mask that he could wear? Why are we putting him in, like, a nude plain luchador style mask? I mean, I don't understand that. I don't know where Raw is going. Raw, and again, a lot of people have already talked about that, but like, Raw is, I don't know where Raw is going. I've stopped watching Raw a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. I've also stopped kind of watching SmackDown because, I mean, you know, I'm limiting myself to watching Dynamite and NXT because that's the only stuff that I can really, really get. I don't think, if I'm correct, on the WWE app, there's not full, if not the full match. So the full matches for NXT come out Thursday night, which then I can see. But I believe, if I'm, you know, I might be wrong. The full Raw, why would I go back and watch 3 hours of Raw? No, that's not happening. I'll have to go check the app and see if they have the full length of SmackDowns. So, but yeah. Also, apparently, rumors are that with the supposedly trying to do the live WrestleMania at Tampa Bay Stadium like they were supposed to do last year, they're going to supposedly try to do it this year. Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work. Also, there is no real plan for that yet. even though WrestleMania is 72 days away. That's not good. Usually by now there would be some sort of idea. Also, it's supposedly going to be it's a 2-day event. First of all, we're in a pandemic, okay? Second of all, Florida is a super hot spot. I say it's a super hot spot still because it's, you know, it's not, it for the last year didn't really pay attention to all of the rules and, you know, the reports that are coming out. They were just like, eh, we're fine. And turns out Florida wasn't really fine. But again, I digress. So, I mean, it's hard enough to plan one event, one live event, let alone two live events. So I don't know how that's going to work. Also, don't know if they're even going to actually be at the stadium. Like, you can have it at the stadium, but no crowds. But again, it's Florida, and Florida will probably have crowds. Because AEW has small crowds and small pod seating for Dynamite. So it's not a full stadium, you know. But at the same time, everyone is socially distanced, masked up, and all that stuff. So I don't know what WWE would do in that scenario anyway. So we'll have to wait and see. I would say wait and see at the end of the first week of February and see if they have any news on if they have a plan yet. Because, ooh, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. Let's see here. That is concluding the wrestling corner. Ding ding. All right. There is IGN and a bunch of other video game outlets have shown concept art for Johnny Silverhand pre Keanu Reeves idea, which I think getting Keanu Reeves to play Johnny Silverhand is the only good thing that's come out of Cyberpunk so far. The concept art for the original Johnny Silverhand, he's very skinny. His hair is more brushed back, and one side of it, it looks like he's kind of losing his hair on one side. And he's he's not muscular, but he's a skinny muscular. So I think their idea was to go for like a British punk rock singer who is like very like skinny, but yet muscular, more tattoos. There was tattoos on his hands, tattoos on his arm, his forearm, on his half of his rib. His huge scars going down his ribs and up his neck. You can go on to IGN and they have the pictures of what they wanted him to look like. I guess they wanted like a punk rock British singer. So, you know, that's what they kind of were going for in that sense. So, you know, I don't know. I think, and then if you look at the concept art for Johnny Silverhand pre Keanu Reeves, and then you look at the final product of Johnny Silverhand as using Keanu Reeves, I think they made a smart move in using Keanu Reeves' likeness for Johnny Silverhand. Because I believe Keanu Reeves' likeness just made Johnny Silverhand's character and attitude and traits a little bit cooler, and made Johnny Silverhand a little bit cooler, more hyped to like Johnny Silverhand and have a lot of people, when we saw the trailers and everything, cosplay as Johnny Silverhand, buy the action figures of Johnny Silverhand. I know it definitely worked on me because I have a Johnny Silverhand action figure. I have a samurai hat, and I put a samurai patch on one of my jackets. I was starting to make the cosplay, but then just kind of, lost interest in it. But still, like, the music and just using Keanu Reeves' likeness just made Johnny Silverhand like 10 times cooler. So that's interesting. The Superman, the second a full length second Superman and Lois trailer dropped, and it had Zack Snyder vibes. In the trailer, it shows him trying to balance being a family man, Superman, and a good reporter all in one. And here's where I don't know if it's gonna work or not. He keeps his secret identity. He keeps being Superman a secret to his sons. How is that the thing? Like, in the comic books, Jonathan Kent knows his dad is Superman. So why are we going this route in the CW show where he somehow keeps his sons out of the loop on knowing he's Superman? Because they're teenagers now. They're like 15, 16. And so they would already kind of be showing abilities, weren't they? So yeah, I don't know why the trailer is showing you that he's not, he's keeping his Superman persona a secret from them. I mean, yeah, that's okay. So if that's like one of the key things to keep the show, keep people engaged in the show, I don't know, maybe not do that, because that just wouldn't make sense. I mean, they would have they have powers, and they're probably coming to fruition. So is the kids keeping a secret of their powers from the father, and is the father keeping his secret identity a secret to his kids, and then they come to a head? Or I don't know. But that's all I saw from the trailer, is that he somehow was keeping his Superman persona a secret from his kids, and then showing his kids that he's Superman, and his kids were like, the kids will probably get angry and kind of be in denial that they don't think their father is Superman, kind of thing. It's, I don't know, it seems kind of dumb, but have to wait and see. There was Batwoman's, they were saying that Batwoman's ratings went up and then kind of dipped in the middle of the show. So I think, a lot of people, they were saying that the CW app was downloaded in a high amount in order to see the new Batwoman. And then I guess as people were watching Batwoman in the middle of it, they kind of just lost interest and then, petered off. Which, I mean, come on. The Batwoman is a good show. But, I mean, you can't really, control people's attention span nowadays. So, you have to, really hook them in order to keep them watching. So, let's hope that Batwoman does, a little bit better later on in the season. Because I want to see that show keep going. Even though there is now only, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, and Superman and Lois, and I think Supergirl? Yeah, I think Supergirl's last season is this season, so we'll have to wait and see what happens later on. Then Maya Bialik and DC Comics are teaming up to make a book called Flash Facts. So it's essentially a cool way to talk about science and technology and a whole bunch of other things with her and superheroes. So it's like the Flash explaining how he uses forensics to solve crimes. Cyborg teaches Beast Boy how virtual reality works, and a lot more other things. It's designed to engage kids and young adults into learning more about science and technology. Also, I think it looks pretty cool, so I may check it out as well. But yeah, I think that's a cool idea, and you know, go check it out if you can. I think that will be it. I was at Target yesterday just getting paper towels, and I made my normal run through the toy aisle just to see if anything was good there. And staring me right in the face was the new War for Cybertron Optimus Prime, Beast Wars Optimus Prime, and I snagged it. And then was trying to look to see if they had any other ones, like, you know, Cheetor and Rat Trap and any other ones. But it seems like they're trying to tie in the Beast War universe in with the regular Transformers universe. So Beast Wars is on its own separate planet. And then the War for Cybertron Transformers are also on their own planet, and then they'll from the box art that I'm looking at, it looks like Beast Wars Transformers are going to team up with the actual Transformers to try and stop Megatron and the dinosaur Megatron Beast Wars. So I don't know, I think that's what they're alluding to in the new season of Transformers. I have to check up on that because I haven't really got a chance to see it, because I'd been watching the Night Stalker, which was really good. It was a really good detective documentary, and then at the end of it, it got a little chilly. But yeah, so yeah, check it out. All right. That will be it for me this week. I thank you for listening. Remember to wash hands, wear a mask. Don't forget to love each other, and have a great weekend. Bye, guys.